Please welcome nationally syndicated radio host and New York Times best-selling author, Dave Ramsey.
Thank you very much. This is an incredible lesson. Credit sharks in suits, dealing with the credit bureau, dealing with collectors for those that are behind or those that know someone that's behind that maybe you need to help. Or maybe you've got a collector trying to collect a bill that you don't even owe. You need to know how to deal with these folks. That's what this lesson's about. Open up your workbooks to credit sharks in suits. Pretty important stuff, because credit is a big deal in our culture. Just recently, we took one of our Financial Peace University classes, and this right here in 13 weeks came from 12 households. This is over $7.9 million in offers to go into debt in just 13 weeks to just 12 households. This is a lot. And this is what hits our mailboxes every day. So dealing with credit, dealing with collectors, dealing with identity theft, dealing with these kinds of things is very, very important in our culture, because this is what's known as a mess. Big time. All right, let's look at one more myth. You need to take out a credit card or a car loan to build your credit score. How many of you ever heard you need to build up your credit? Go in debt so you can build up your credit. That's a myth, and let's talk about it. The truth is that the FICO score is really, when you analyze it carefully, an I love debt score. And it's not a measure of winning financially. Having a big FICO score does not mean you're winning financially. As a matter of fact, it often means just the opposite. And let's talk about why. I'll tell you how I got into this mess. I was on the early show on CBS doing a regular series of appearances, and one of my Tuesday morning appearances, I decided I was going to talk about the FICO score, and I pulled up the mathematics from myfico.com, the algorithm that is used to produce your FICO score, and the components that enter into producing your FICO score. And every one of them had something to do with debt, and I said, well, this is an I love debt score. And of course, I went on the television. I said, don't worry about your FICO score. Don't worship at the altar of the great FICO. It's an I love debt score. The only way to have a FICO score is go in debt and stay in debt a long time. And of course, being on CBS, the FICO people didn't like me saying that. Can you imagine? And so they called my director of publicity and said, we want to come on Dave's radio show and talk to him about this. He's wrong. And she said, no, you really don't. You just think you do. So let's look at what a FICO score really looks like. 35% of how your FICO score is determined is based on your debt history. That's pretty amazing. 30% is based on your debt levels. If your level of debt gets too high, your FICO score is harmed. If your level of debt gets too low, your FICO score starts to go away. Pretty amazing. 15% is based on the length of time you've been in debt. And 10% of your FICO score is based on the type of your debt. And of course, 10% is based on new debt. It's an I love debt score. The only way you can have a FICO score is to go in debt and stay in debt continually, pay it perfectly. And the more you stay in debt and the more you pay it perfectly without getting too much debt, but never having none, your FICO score continues to grow. It's the only way to have a high FICO score. So I got to thinking, I haven't borrowed money in a couple of decades. I wonder what my FICO score is. So we went to myfico.com and we pulled it. I got this answer from myfico.com. Our apologies, an error has occurred. We regret that we were unable to fill your score power order request, because your credit report does not currently contain enough information to meet the minimum scoring criteria to calculate a FICO score. You don't have a FICO score. It gets better. In order for a FICO score to be calculated, a report must contain at least one account which has been open for 6 months or more, at least one account which has been updated in the past 6 months, and no indication of being deceased. You must be dead if you don't have a FICO score. Now, I'm not bragging or anything, and I don't want you to take this wrong, but Sharon and I have been living like no one else, and I've told you, now we're able to... And so we're not just millionaires, we're multimillionaires. And I'm not bragging, I'm a regular guy, but God has really blessed us. And so here's the situation in our culture today. If I drive down the street down there to rent an apartment, if I wanted to move in a little $500 a month apartment, and I went in there to rent it, and the little property manager in her 20s or in his 20s is not allowed to make a decision without following certain procedures and checking in with the home office, right? And they have to pull your credit bureau, don't they? And they have to look at your FICO score, don't they? Say yes.
Yes.
I couldn't rent an apartment there. I could write a check and buy the whole complex. But I couldn't rent an apartment there. How absurd is this plan? And yet everywhere you watch on television, build your FICO score, the great FICO, 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 FICO. This is a myth that has got to end. You could inherit $10 million today. Your FICO score won't change one point. Your boss could walk in today and give you a raise to $1 million a year income this morning, and your FICO score won't change one point unless you go into debt having used that money. Isn't that interesting? It is not a sign of winning. Don't worship at the altar of the great FICO. Now let's look at credit bureaus, because we do want to control our electronic reputation as best we can. My credit bureau report these days, as you can tell, has nothing on it because anything that's old drops off of there.